WCHL, time now for trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, when you say trivia, what comes to mind? A picture of Freddie Kiger.
Oh, a face made for radio.
How's it going?
Good. You going to do anything, you and Biff, for like New Year's coming up?
Yeah. Going to rest.
Oh, okay. There you
That's
have
right.
it.
Going to rest and get ready for 2017.
Celebrate the New Year at 5 a.m., like on Grinch time.
Yeah, and send out 2016 kicking and screaming, man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Oh,
this has been a horrible
man.
Year.
Come on, 2017.
Yeah, let's get started again.
Gee, willikers.
Whew. Man, I don't know if I want to go through another year like this one again.
Well, I'll tell you what, the category today fits then some of the things that you are referring to.
Oh, really?
Yes, the category is clowns.
Some people are terrified of clowns.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they're so scared of clowns.
Well, some of them are kind of eerie.
Yeah.
I think it's, the whole demeanor kind of thing,
Maybe.
I don't know. Did you ever dress up as a clown?
I don't think so.
My mom painted me up as a clown once for a Boy Scout thing. I hid in the back until my mother and father dragged me out so everybody could see me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Well, they didn't have to put on a costume or anything.
I knew that was coming.
When I think of clown these days, I think of Cameron on Modern Family.
Yeah.
Who's always, every chance he gets to dress up as a clown, and I forget what he calls himself, but he's hilarious.
Clowns. Well, the best part of being a clown maybe might be the helium,
That's right. Well, what kind of question do you got?
What kind of event does a clown barrel man work?
A clown barrel man.
What kind of event does a clown barrel man work?
Okay. Yeah. How specific do you have to get with the answer?
A clown barrel man is at one specific thing.
Okay.
If you see him anywhere else, we're in a world of hurt.
Yeah, I think I knew what you mean.
Okay, so if you know that, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL, and your name is going to go into a hat with other winners of this week, and
That's
then
right.
We're going to draw one out on Friday, and you got a chance to win. Tell them what they'll win, Ron.
A new car. No, a $50 gift card to Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, and you can use it for gas. I mean, you can fill up a couple of times.
Yeah, you sure can.
And at Cruisers, you are
good to go.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hey, Freddie Kiger, you want to know a clown with
a barrel man clown.
Yes. Is that a rodeo?
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah. But I was wondering if you had to get more specific.
Oh, you mean like
a specific event?
Bull riding?
Yeah. But it's a rodeo.
Yeah, a rodeo. We'll take a rodeo. Now, if anybody gave us, bull wrestling, bull wrestling, I'd pay to see that, I think.
You'd have to be a clown to
exactly.
do that.
bull riding. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, a chiropractor would have a field day after a rodeo watching some of those guys just get bucked.
I mean, it's just even more dumb. At least that's some kind of an event for which you might presumably get paid.
Yeah.
But what about these idiots who go and run with the bulls?
Oh.
I mean, you got to be crazy to do that.
Exactly.
I mean, what do you think's going to happen if the bull catches up to you?
Oh, man.
You're not going to win that competition.
No. Well, the primary job of the bullfighter or barrel man is obviously to protect a fallen rider from the bull by distracting it, thus providing an alternative target for the bull to attack if the rider's been bucked off or has jumped off the animal.
Yeah.
Then, of course, being a barrel man is extremely dangerous. What those guys do to save the riders puts them in harm's way. Okay. There's been some, unfortunately, sadly, fatal experiences by barrel men who zigged instead of zagged.
You see a bull barreling toward you, you better get out of the way, basically.
When I was a little boy, I used to run out into the pasture at my grandfather's place, and his crazy bull used to chase me as I was running toward the creek to go fish.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. He was bullish on America.
I think he must have caught you a few times,
oh,
too.
Man. You never seen a little orange-headed fuzzball dash across the pasture.
I can imagine it, though.
Yeah. The boy had wheels.
Thanks for putting that image in my head.
You got it.